Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Schrödinger's Induction. This file will show you what it's like to be both in a state of trance and awake. See, Schrödinger's cat is a thought experiment in which a cat is both alive and dead at the same time. But to let the universe decide which it is, we have to observe the cat. And the same is going to happen to you. I am going to bring you in a state where you're both in a trance and not in a trance. Both ascending and descending, up and down. And until I observe you, you will not know which of the two is true. You'll feel fully awake, and yet at the same time you'll also feel deeply in trance. And of course, there will be some fun in the discovery of which is true. It doesn't matter really which of the two is true. All that matters is that we can create a situation in which both are true. Now, let's say, for the sake of arguments, that you've listened to me before. It's not necessary, but let's say you have. And if you've listened a lot, you might even have conditioned yourself to go in a trance as soon as you hear the background music. Now, of course, this may not be true. You may simply be listening to me explaining you something about inductions and a state of trance. But maybe both are true. Maybe just hearing the background music and my voice doing the introduction helps you already get into the right state of mind. Even if this is your first time, for the 1,000th time. So which is it? Well, there are all kinds of things I can do to make it quite definitely be a state of trance. I could count you down, descending from stairs, or going lower and lower in an elevator. But I won't. Similarly, I could count up, making you more and more awake. But I won't do that either. No, we're going to be somewhere in a gray area, and yet at the same time not gray at all. You're definitely awake, because you can hear all of these words easily and consciously. And yet, you're also affected by my voice. You can feel that pleasant buzz in the back of your mind as if you're already in trance. So which is it? Let's not try to observe just yet. Let's enjoy the confusion of your mind of being in two minds at once. I mean, it's not that unique to think different things. It even has a name. It's called cognitive dissonance, when two thoughts in your head collide. It happens quite a lot, actually. And usually when this happens, your mind sort of has to choose between one of them, to figure out a solution to make the dissonance fade away. Because harmony is so much nicer than dissonance. It's so much nicer to just have one single train of thought. But it's not always possible. Right now, I'm sure you'd love me to talk to you about how relaxed your body would become, or how nice it would be to just close your eyes and listen without thought. But I'm not going to. You're still simply awake, listening to my voice, telling you about all these things, helping you feel, helping you listen. So which is it? What is it? Are you up or down? Are you deep or not at all? So what will happen if I observe you? Will suddenly the whole reality collapse into a single purpose? Will you either become fully awake or drop immensely deep in trance? Maybe. It's even possible that you'll end up in a grey area that's previously been unexplored. But that's not very likely. It is extremely likely that you'll either be completely up or completely down when I observe you. When I finally look at you and see which it is, I will tell you, and you will know it to be true. Because as soon as I observe, you won't be both anymore. You'll be one, definitely. Now, it is sort of nice to be in this place, in the middle and yet at two ends, as if you're on both sides of a seesaw, your waking mind trying to push down, your trancing mind trying to go down. But which is it? Are you awake, or have you dropped deep? Are you still listening, or are you already fading? But I don't want you to fade, I want you to be aware. I want you to listen and enjoy this duality. Dissonance isn't always a bad thing. In music, it is used to create tension, to let you focus on something that is inherently wrong, making the other things more right. Hearing a note out of place helps you appreciate the notes that are perfectly placed all the more. The stronger the dissonance, the more beautiful the harmony afterwards. And you can feel the frustration in your head right now, can't you? You can feel how much you just want to be one or the other, wake or drop, ascend or descend. Do you want me to look? Do you want me to see what state you're in? Or do you want to make the gap between those states even bigger? That one part of your mind is completely blank, free of any thoughts or choice, while the other part is fully awake and fully responsible and aware. They are both true. You are of two minds at the moment, feeling and thinking two different things at the same time. And you'd so much like me to just observe, to see what the situation is so you can completely calm down, feeling in harmony with your whole situation and letting the dissonance pass. So very well, I will observe you and I will tell you what I see. Because as I look at you, the two realities overlap in perfect harmony, dissonance, choice. You are deep, deeply in trance. No more thoughts, just fully, wonderfully relaxed. And it's so nice to feel this way. It is so nice to let all that information suddenly fade away. Now that we know which reality you're in, you can let go of it all. Drop deeply in trance. And after this, if my voice follows, you'll remain deeply in trance. Otherwise, you'll simply wake up comfortably and easily. Enjoy.